Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's all right if you love me. It's all right.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back. It's Heartbreakers. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. Still one more segment. I've got something else I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about the Constitution, the greatest, the most important element of the Constitution that makes America so great, such an exceptional country, and intellectual honesty. I want to talk about those things for just a little bit. You know, folks, if you've been listening to my show for very long, you probably figured out that I'm a conservative. I'm a fiscal conservative. We haven't talked much about my social philosophies. But you know, most of my colors come out here on the show when we're talking about business, right? And those colors are going to be conservative because I don't like the government in my business the way they are today. I talked last hour about sunsetting regulations so that we can kill them after a while if they don't still apply. I like lower taxes. I like smaller government. I like the government to be out of our hair. Let's do our business. That's the reason why the economy is doing what it's doing. So yeah, I make payroll every other Friday. So yes, I'm gonna be a conservative in that way. And you've heard me take the president to task, as I did President Clinton, as I did President Bush, when they did things that I felt were not good for small business. But you've heard me on this show take President Obama to task on the things he's done. He's been a very anti-business president, and my comments, though, have always been about his policies. You've never heard me attack the man. You've never heard me say that he wasn't the president and that I didn't honor the fact that he's our president. And I've called him President Obama as often as I needed to. So that's because I believe in America. I believe we have a constitution. I believe we have a way of doing things around here. He was duly elected president, and so we live with him, even though I disagree with some of the stuff he does. And when I talk to my Brain Trust members, some of them, by the way, more than you might think, disagree with me. They're not like, they don't think like me. Many of my Brain Trust members are very liberal. From Alpha to Omega, they're liberal. And we have conversations about these things. And the reason we continue to get along is because of something called intellectual honesty. Meaning that I value your right to have your opinion. And I'm willing to have a discussion with you as if you might convince me that you're right. Now, whether you do or not, that's a different story, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to convince me that you're right, or at least for us to discuss it so we can get our points across. That's intellectual honesty, when you allow people to be who they are. When you combine that with the First Amendment of the Constitution, that's a very powerful notion, isn't it? That's as Napoleon said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. That's a bit of colored ribbon. The First Amendment and intellectual honesty that we practice, that we have the right to practice in America, and the obligation to practice, I think, in America. That's a bit of colored ribbon that I'll fight for, and you ought to fight for as Americans. And indeed, as we know, coming up, this Memorial Day coming up, millions of Americans not only fought for, but died and paid the ultimate price so that you and I can have the First Amendment. We can say what we want. We can argue about it. We can practice intellectual honesty. Think about that, my friends, when you see people trying to block Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump from going somewhere. When you see someone being not allowed to come and be a speaker at a college because of their political opinions. Folks, that's just wrong. That is a horrible thing. This, what's going on right now, this, all these protesters, I don't have a problem with protesters. Those protesters, that's the First Amendment. But when they go to violence, and when they block the way of people to move back and forth, or when they're paid to do that, it's not because of their convictions. They're paid to be troublemakers. That's not the same thing as being a protester. That's a professional anarchist, is what that is. Folks, when we get to this point in America, this is a sickness. This is an illness that we have to stop. This will not, it doesn't matter who becomes president. Donald Trump or Sanders or Obama, I mean, or Clinton, it doesn't, none of, no matter who you think should be president, who you can't stand the idea of being president, none of that is worse. None of that matters like the way we're doing, what the things that are going on right now to impinge on the First Amendment and the ability to practice intellectual honesty. We have to solve this problem, folks. This, in my opinion, is the most dangerous thing happening in America right now. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 after. I'll be right back. Things got worse. I guess you know the tune. Oh, Lord, stuck in a low die up here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.